You are listening to WISR 680 AM and 107.5 FM. We continue on with our election coverage as we are interviewing candidates running for local state house contested races. We are focusing today on the 8th District, a newly formed district that includes portions of southern Butler County and then into Lawrence County. Candidate running for office in the Republican primary is John Kennedy. John, thanks for joining us and welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So we ask every candidate this question right at the top. Why are you running for election?
Why am I running for election? It's very obvious to me that I'm running for election for my community. I want to be the voice for our community, not only to hear what they have to say, but to help them. I feel I'm more of a problem solver than am a problem maker. The community means a lot to me, and that's why I'm running. I grew up thinking I'll never be a politician. I don't want to get involved in that stuff. I grew up with my dad being a county commissioner and my grandfather being a state representative. When you grow up around it, and you always, as a kid, you always think, why do they do this? And you know, my dad would say, it's for your community, John. And then when I got onto the school board in Mars, and I've been there for 12 years and the current president, you get embedded into it, and the community means so much to me. So that's why I'm here.
For some candidates, too, there's always one big issue, one inspirational issue as to why they wanted to get in that race. Is there one big issue for you that stands out that would be a big goal of yours if you were to go to Harrisburg?
I don't come in with an agenda to anything. It's not like I'm here for an issue. I'm here for the community. There's a lot of issues in District 8 and in the state. There's long-term political candidates that are in office that shouldn't really continue into office. I think it's more, to me, it's more the driving factor is how can I help my community? There's a lot of issues in our community, like the drug epidemic is going on. Our schools need help. I've done a lot with the schools, so that means a lot to me.
Well, let's start there. Obviously, you serve on the Mars School Board. Have done that for a long time. Wanted to get your thoughts as to what exactly, Harrisburg can do for these public schooling systems. There's a lot of debate at this point now exactly how much funding these schools need. Do you think public schools require more funding? Are you in favor maybe of more funding going toward things like charter schools? Exactly. Where do you think public schools fit in the education square here in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the Fair Funding Act is coming down the road. It's not like it's not going to come. You said about the charter schools. The biggest thing about charter schools is they advertise it as it's free to go to a charter school, but it isn't. The school districts still have to pay that bill. And the way charter schools are set up as far as financials, they set their price range. It's not like the school district has a choice on how much they're going to pay that charter school. So it's pretty much they need to figure out a funding way to be able to wheel in the charter schools to make it affordable for the school districts that are paying, the taxpayers in those school districts. Now, I'm 100% for school choice. I mean, if you want to go to a charter school, that's great. If you want to go to the cyber school for your district, that's great. Brick and mortar is obviously, I feel, is the best choice. It's great for the children's mental capacity to be involved in community,
And you mentioned that Mars was, leading the charge in regards to the funding mechanism for cyber school students. Do you think that is something that you would like to see addressed at the state level, saying, hey, we got to resolve? Does that mean more funding coming directly out of the state's pocket? So it's, elevating a little bit of relief for taxpayers inside local school districts. How do you view that?
More so to capture the amount that the charter schools can actually charge. I feel that, when we send a special ed child to a charter school, it can cost up to $60,000. We're in-house, brick and mortar. If we can handle their capacity, it's costing us $25,000, $30,000. So there's a huge difference in that cost. And when you send a direct ed student, they get in there and it's costing a district 20, you know, $12,000 to $20,000 to have for our direct ed, where less like Mars School District, it's, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 a year.
We're talking with John Kennedy, is a Republican candidate for the 8th House District. Transportation funding has been another highly debated topic at the state capitol, essentially trying to figure out ways to keep PennDOT in funded. As gas tax revenues fall, there is opposition to putting things in like tolling. How do you view long-term funding for the Department of Transportation? Obviously, especially where you're from, Route 228 has been, you know, continuing to be built throughout the course of time. So do you think there's a way for the Department of Transportation to be funded here in the future?
I would hope there is. There's a huge gap right now in the PennDOT budget. It looks like they're going to go from almost $9.3 billion up to, or they're going to go from $8.6 billion up to $17.9 billion. There's a huge gap between that. I don't know if like the federal funding would help that, or if it's all state. I'm not that deep involved into it to know. But we do have 40,000 miles of state infrastructure that needs taken care of. The year before, the Pennsylvania Turnpike lost $100 million just on toll fees. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, it's not a drop in a bucket, but it is when it comes to when you're talking $18 billion, $100 million is a lot of money. You know, that should mm-hmm. have been taken care of.
Want to talk about election laws as well. That's obviously another issue that has been debated in Harrisburg. Act 77 passed with bipartisan support a couple of years ago. There is now opposition to it. Most gubernatorial candidates saying they would repeal Act 77. How do you view, and where would you make corrections in Pennsylvania election law?
Yeah, the Act 77, it does need reformed. They're making progress with it right now with the step down they just had. But we need to have the voter ID, and we need to have it now. I mean, I can't go to the grocery store and buy cough syrup without having an ID. I don't understand why we can't have voter ID at the polls. Another thing is the mail-in ballots. I mean, and they just passed on that. So it's good that you have to have a direct reason not to be in
person. So you're in favor of eliminating no-excuse mail-in ballots?
Correct.
And so your voter ID, no-excuse mail-in ballots, anything else that you would like to see addressed in election laws?
No. The biggest thing is people have to get out and vote. They have to go out and let their opinion be known. A lot of people sit back, and I've noticed this in the past few elections, that the people don't go out and vote. You need to go out. It's your civic duty to get out there and vote. So I suggest you do that on May 17th.
We're talking with John Kennedy, Republican candidate for the 8th District. Pennsylvania energy, that's another issue that a lot of people see as one of the areas that could spur economic growth, especially in western Pennsylvania. There does appear to be that Pennsylvania, at least for the time being, will be entering the regional greenhouse gas initiative. How do you view Pennsylvania energy? What areas do you think are ripe for development? And is there any policies that you think could be put in place to help spur that? And, you know, do you find that trying to balance it with environmental concerns would be an issue that Harrisburg needs to address as well?
Oh, absolutely. You have to be worried about the environmental concerns. But you have to also realize what huge value we have right here underneath our feet. In Butler and Lawrence County, there's a huge amount of wealth in natural gases, but not only natural gases. You have your sand and gravel in a district. You have logging in this district. There's a lot of natural resources here that we should be tapping into, but you shouldn't have the state coming in and mandating as heavy as they do. They want to be safe. You absolutely want to be safe, but you also want the business to thrive. You also have to have the infrastructure in place, pipelines to move gas. It can't just be trucks. It can't just be, you know, a small amount. So you have to have your infrastructure in place.
I want to talk to, and a lot of people view energy as a way to bring jobs in to this area. Obviously, it's no secret that you drive by buildings and there's help wanted signs everywhere. What do you think are some ways to incentivize more people to come to this region, more basically employees and eligible workforce to be there? Really outside of Middlesex and the southern tier of Butler County, Western Pennsylvania has lagged in population growth, which is one of the concerns for a lot of folks who are business owners to say, hey, there's just not as many people for me to employ. Are there anything that you would see as a long-term goal for this side of the state? Any types of ideas that you would have to help spur population growth?
I'm just keeping keeping small businesses operating here in Western PA is a huge factor. But inviting bigger operations into the district, there's once the steel mills and stuff shut up down in over in Elwood City area, there's not really much job force over there. Trying to get manufacture back into Pennsylvania, which would supply a lot of job industry.
We're talking with John Kennedy, Republican candidate for the 8th District. Another bill that is not formally in front of the State House, but there have been a number of hearings about it, is the legalization of recreational marijuana. I was wondering where you fall on that issue.
The drug epidemic is a huge thought process for me. It's probably the biggest thing that scares me in this country right now. But there was talk about legislation going forward with a way to test fentanyl in the recreational drugs use. And I think I would support that in order for people to be at least tell if they have the fentanyl in the recreational drugs. I do not think recreational drugs are a good idea. But if it could be safe for people, if they could take and test what their recreational drug is and know that it's not going to, you know, affect them or cause an OD immediately, I think I would support that part of it.
And what role do you think the state can have in help curtailing the opioid epidemic?
I don't know if it's more mental health issues that need addressed. I mean, we just came out of our mask mandates, and I know a lot of people get the depression is hard on people. I think more mental health in the district would help, you know, just open communication with people to find out exactly why it's so bad in Pennsylvania.
One of the two institutions of higher education in Butler County Community College, Slippery Rock University, the Pennsylvania State System for Higher Education is asking for $550 million in additional funding. Community colleges have always asked for an additional slot of the, you know, piece of the pie, if you will, out of the state budget. Where do you view the role of higher education at the state system? Would you be in favor of providing them additional funding?
Yeah, I would support some extra funding for the state schools, but I also would support more of the tech schools. Like Butler Community College does have a pretty good program for, you know, the EMTs and first responders. I would be more supportive of that kind of, you know, hands-on job experience, educational experience to get kids into the job force. There's a lot of really good jobs out there that you can get certifications even from our local VOTEC or even from the Lawrence County VOTEC, that you go in and you can have a certification come out and have a really good job. I'd be more into spending funds on educating people, young people, on how to use a trade school in order to further their life.
John Kennedy is a candidate for the 8th House District, Republican candidate in this upcoming primary. You will appear first on the ballot as John Kennedy, correct?
John L. Kennedy.
John, yes. L. Kennedy. What's your final pitch to voters? Why should people vote for you?
I'm here for the community, and I am not coming in with an agenda. I know a lot of people in the community, both Butler and Lawrence County, and if you know John, I am probably the most common person there is. You can walk up and talk to me. I have no problem talking to people as far as what's going on in their community and trying to help them solve their problems.
John Kennedy, candidate, again, Republican primary for the 8th State House District. John, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the WISR Extended News at Noon.